Hello, lovies. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles, and this is Vera Speaks for Real. Open it up, stir it, give it about 10 minutes, cube the entire large log, put a lid on it, and that, my sweet and most wonderful lovies, is the best hot, delicious, and wonderful large log. Hot, large log jokes. They're so funny, you know, and they're just so witty and clever, and they really take an extraordinarily bright mind.
An extraordinary. You almost said extraordinarily.
Don't you have somewhere to be now?
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 132 of the BFO for Monday, the 4th of August, 2008. And coming up on today's show, I am going to tell you about a random act of kindness that was happened to Big Fatty. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Hello, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. It is the start of a new week, and that means a new conglomeration? Jesus. All right, that's the word for today is conglomeration. Bing. Okay, Betty White, you give the first clue. Y'all, it's a new week of conglomerations here on the BFO. And first, before we get into this any further, I want to wish all of my Canadian listeners a very happy civic holiday. Have no idea what the fuck that means. But I guess if you drive a Honda Civic, you get a holiday or something. I don't know. How about it, Canadian listeners? That would be DJ David J. Oh, that's right. He hasn't responded. He's pod-faded on listening. And the same, I guess, for the old turnip head. And who else do we have up there in the Canadas that Big Fatty's going over to the map right now? Just so I can just, I'm just going to mention everyone I know of in the Canadas that's enjoying the civic holiday. That would be, well, I don't know who that is. Well, let's see. Who are these people over here? That would be Mark up there in Vancouver. Let's just zoom in on that. And Michael Perry from the Squamish. Mark. All right. Why can't I look at that other one? Ange. I forgot about Ange. Ange is up there in the Burnaby. Burnaby, I guess. I don't know. And, you know, DJ David J's not on the map, and that's okay. Now, y'all, I may be yawning tonight. Oh, wait a minute, here's some others. DJ David J, he is on the map. I take that back. Turnip Head, okay, that's it. Well, happy, what was it again? Civic Day or whatever, Civic Holiday. All right, y'all, I may be yawning a little bit tonight because I am recording this after rehearsal on Sunday night, and I think I'll just go ahead and give you an update on all that. We have completed all of the blocking. Now, that's a day earlier than I expected to be finished, so that's good. That was the good news, and so tomorrow night we'll start working on tweaking, and the tweaking begins now. But, y'all, we had some muffins. Somebody brought muffins to the rehearsal tonight, and they had green things in it. And I think it was a zucchini muffin, but we just pretended that it was pot. So we had pot muffins tonight. And all the actors really liked the director tonight the time they left. But anyway, so we've had all of our blocking, and y'all, I'm still just delighted with the boys and girls in the cast, and we're going to have our publicity pick. Oh, Jesus. publicity pictures taken for the poster on the 13th, which is a Wednesday. So all the boys have to have their military haircuts by then. And y'all, I found out tonight that the guy that The guy that plays Sergeant Toomey in the play was actually a sergeant in the Army for 10 years and won Sergeant of the Year. So, needless to say, Big Fatty will have to give him lots of direction, I'm sure. Okay, I think that's all I had to say about that. Now, y'all, I did have time to go to the Publix today, and you know they have a coupon in the paper on Sunday, and the coupon today was, the coupon is they have an item that's only a penny. And it's the mystery item, and it's available on Sundays and Mondays only, and you have to bring the coupon in to get the item for a penny. And, you know, it's always all kinds of stuff, but today it was an unusual... DJ David J. It was an unusual item because it was a Publix canvas bag that you can put your... groceries in, so I was kind of excited about that. So it's a reusable. I'm going green, Omar. You hear that? Going green. I got me a Publix canvas bag for a penny. So anyway, and if y'all don't know who Omar is, it's okay. He don't listen to this no more, but he is over at the other O, and he is under the Fat Favorites over there on the BFO. And I do want to remind you, I have added the Gay Trucker back to the Fat Favorites over there. And also, Auntie Vera Charles, who opened the show for us today, is over there under the Fat Favorites. And y'all, now Friday was supposed to be a random act of kindness day. And Big Fatty was going to help Miss Kitty with her purchases at the Apple Snack Store on Friday night. And we had the personal shopping appointment, and we got there, and you know, Big Fatty had done the research and everything and had everything laid out, and our cute little nerdy Mac specialist helped us, and Miss Kitty got a iMac computer with a memory upgrade, and he got an HP scanner / printer all in one. DJ David J. And then he got what else did he get? He got Apple Care. You always get the Apple Care. And then he got Office for Mac, and he got the Creative Suite software for Mac. And y'all, they're running specials right now. So there was a discount on the Creative Suite, and there was a discount on the Office for Mac. And but they were running a back to school special. And if you bought an iMac, you got an iPod Touch for free. And y'all, Miss Kitty committed a random act of kindness, and he gave Big Fatty the iPod Touch for his birthday. And, you know, granted it was free, but still, y'all, Big Fatty's got an iPod Touch now. And I'm touching myself, iPodedly, iPod touching myself. And y'all, it's fancy. Now I know that Archer has one of these, and it's just like the iPhone, except it doesn't have the phone on it. But it's downloaded all of my podcasts and all of my music. DJ David J. And anyway. And y'all, I downloaded the, I like to watch the Countdown with Keith Olbermann, and they do a video podcast of the show every day,
So instead of watching it on the TV, I think I'm going to watch it on the iPod Touch now. And that, y'all, it was kind of cool. And you can turn it sideways and the picture shifts around and all. But I'm very, very impressed. Now, I haven't gotten the Safari to work on it yet or the Google Maps or anything because I don't have the wireless network. But I'm sure that I can get Mr. Vader. That's Larry Vader. You may know him best from...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And y'all, that is a throwback to the Little Fatty Cast. And Mr. Vader will hopefully show me how to do the Safari and everything on the iPod Touch. Now, y'all, I'm going to give you one guess as to what the very first song that Big Fatty played on the iPod Touch, okay? I'm just going to give you a minute to think about it. Actually, that was only 30 seconds because, you know, that's the thinking music from the Jeopardy, and it's only 30 seconds long. But, y'all, the very first song that Big Fatty played on the new iPod Touch was... No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't O Canada. It was... Well, y'all, I thought it only appropriate that the first music played on the new iPod Touch would be the Skull Update music. So, if you don't know what the Skull Update is all about, then you've really just missed out on life. But anyway, Big Fatty loves the Skull Update music, even though he can't stand the fucking skull. But anyway, so I'm just going to let that play as I continue talking along. But y'all, I can't tell you how excited I was to get the iPod Touch as the birthday happy from Miss Kitty. And all I got to say is, thanks, Miss Kitty! Well, now, y'all, I was evidently not the only beneficiary of something that happened on the Random Act of Kindness Day last Friday, because I heard the following, and I'm going to play a little clip from The Way We See It, because they were talking about, Ryan and Jason were talking about random acts of kindness, and I just thought I'd play that for you right now, just so you can hear what others did on Random Acts of Kindness Day.
I even called that fat ass Big Fatty because his show screwed up. And then he told me on his show that I needed to do 2 random acts of kindness today. Well, I will officially tell you, because I'm not gonna post a comment on his website, that Big Fatty Online shit. I have done 2 random acts of kindness today.
Well, good for you.
I did not yell at my secretary.
Okay.
And I did not yell at my secretary.
Y'all, I'm not sure that Ryan quite gets the concept of the random acts of kindness. But I do know that one thing he gets, and that's memory lane music. Well, y'all, since I am recording this late on Sunday evening, I thought I would play you a staple of Sunday night television for your memory lane music, and your clue tonight is Hulse. Well, y'all, can't you just see that map burning? Yeah, that's right. That was the theme from Bonanza, which was an American television series that ran on NBC from 1959 to 1973. It lasted 14 seasons, and it is amongst the longest-running Western television series behind Gunsmoke, and it continues to air sporadically on stations across the country. Now, Bonanza got its name from the Comstock Lode. Now, I'm not going to ask who Comstock is or why his lode is involved, but that was an exact... and the Comstock... Big Fatty's being silly. The Comstock Lode was an exceptionally large and rich mineral deposit of silver, and Virginia City was founded directly over the lode and was mined for 19 years. Ponderosa was an alternative title of the series and was used for the syndicated reruns while Bonanza was in first run on NBC. Now, Ponderosa was also the name of the series prequel, which aired on PAX TV from 2001 to 2002. Now, the premise of the show chronicled the weekly adventures of the Cartwright family headed by wise, thrice-widowed patriarch Ben Cartwright, thrice-widowed. How about that? And he was played by Lorne Greene, or Lauren Greene as he was normally called, but it's spelled Lorne, like Lorna Doone. Lorna Doone. Good cookies. He had three sons, each by a different wife. The oldest was the urbane architect Adam Cartwright, played by Pernell Roberts, who built the ranch house. The second was the warm and lovable giant Eric, better known by his nickname Hoss, played by Dan Blocker. And the youngest was the hothead and impetuous Joseph, or Lil Joe, played by Michael Landon. And the family's cook was the Chinese immigrant named, what was his name? Hop Sing, that's right. Played by Victor Sin Young. Now, Bonanza was considered an atypical Western for its time, as the core of the storylines dealt with Ben and his three dissimilar sons and how they cared for one another, their neighbors, and their land. So, y'all, when Bonanza first started, it came on Saturday nights. But it ran against the Perry... Oh, dear Gussie. It ran against the Perry Como hour, and it was just dismal in the ratings. So NBC decided to give it one last chance, and they moved it to 9 o'clock on Sunday nights, and it soared and became the number one show in the mid-60s. So there you have it. You've had Bonanza, and you've had... Random Acts of Kindness, and you've had a new word, which I don't remember what it was right now, and basically you've had a train wreck is what you've had, and I don't really have any way to end this show other than say if you enjoyed it, there'll be more of this shit tomorrow. I'll see you then. Bye-bye!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.